I'm stuck in an airport, and everyone is annoying me.
We're delayed again, but it's so beautiful outside that I don't even mind.
A voice sing-songs from the row of blue pleather chairs behind me. It's a nice voice, rich and calm, and based on the way she's chatting away on the phone, not at all frustrated by being stranded in a snowstorm.
I feel like I'm living in a snow globe or something.
I scoff, flexing my fists beneath my crossed arms. We've been waiting to board for 3 hours, and this woman doesn't even mind. And I believe her. I don't bother looking in her direction, but I can tell by her tone, the awe seeping into every word, that she's never seen snow and would describe this nightmare as cozy.
Yeah, honestly, it's cozy.
Yep, there it is. Whoever she is, she's enjoying this. Must be fucking nice, because I'm ready to crawl right out of my skin. People sneezing without covering their faces, babies crying, the smell of stale bagels. I've walked laps like a tiger pacing his cage, and even that isn't taking the edge off anymore. Leave it to Vancouver to be the only place in Canada that doesn't know how to handle a snowstorm, and it's not even that bad. The crackle of the speakers filters through the low hum of Gate 82's waiting area.
The server rushes away before I've even finished saying, "Make that two." When I turn my focus back on the man across the table from me, I am met with a look that could kill. And if I hadn't seen him be so damn nice to that poor customer service agent, I might buy it. Except I was there. From a few spots back in line, I watched him speak up for the woman without hesitation. Hell, he'd even used a fresh and amusing spin on one of my favorite sayings. So no, Bash, the grump whose dark, heavy brows are tugged down tight with an adorable little wrinkle at the top of his nose, does not put me off at all. I know what a truly mean expression looks like, the kind that precedes words sharp enough to wound. This isn't it. Instead, he looks like all bluster and chiseled features. If I had to use one word to describe him, it would be masculine, from head to toe. Chunky black leather boots, no-nonsense Levi's, and a soft, boxy flannel shirt give him a total lumberjack vibe. A grumpy lumberjack. But it's his face that's most eye-catching. Not traditionally handsome, not conventionally pretty. His nose is strong, his jaw square, and his thick beard is neatly trimmed. Streaks of silver dust through his dark brown hair that's trimmed close on the sides and styled neatly on top.